This program is a Duet's collaboration with Purple Radio. Content warnings may be found in the episode description below.
You have everything packed?
Yes, Father.
Ah, good lad. Good lad. Remember all I've told.
Yes, Father.
The horse.
I know, Father.
Never sell it. Allow it to die tranquilly and honorably of old age.
Which seems likely very soon.
Take care of it, my son. Take care of yourself.
I promise, Father.
And if you have the honor to go to court... No, don't scoff, D'Artagnan. This is important. You will protect our name. As a gentleman.
I know, Father.
You are young.
And in a hurry, Father. Paris.
Be brave. You are a Gascon, and you are my son. I have taught you how to handle a sword, and you have a wrist of steel, so prove it. Fight with all your heart. Endure nothing from anyone except Monsieur the Cardinal and the King.
The Cardinal and the King.
I have nothing more to give you, my son, but 15 pistoles, my horse, and this council, and this.
A letter of recommendation.
I am an old man. My only use to you is my friendship with Monsieur de Treville. I can only pray that he has not forgotten an old friend. Now, go, before I change my mind.
Goodbye, Father.
D'Artagnan.
Yes, Father?
Become the musketeer I could not be. Make me proud.
Duets presents The Three Musketeers. Episode 1, The Stranger. This episode is dedicated to Angela Blatch.
Take the horse, he said. It's a fine animal, he said. This horse has been in the family 13 years. Never sell it.
That horse...
Is there a problem with my steed, gentlemen? I didn't think so. Come now. I fancy there's an inn just up ahead. Well, we finally arrived in the town of Mung proper. Pardon, good sir. Is there an inn nearby?
Hey, can't you see I'm trying to what? Oh, my pardons, good gentleman, good monsieur. I did not, I mistook you for, I misspoke. The only inn in town is a place just up the road from here, called the Jolly Miller. Monsieur.
Thank you kindly. Is this the Jolly Miller Inn up here?
None other.
Good. And you're the stable hand, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy?
What?
Aren't you going to take my horse?
Of course. I'll take your horse.
Yes. That would be much appreciated. They're not talking about me. Not everything's about you, D'Artagnan. They're not talking about me. Boy, who are those men up there in the window?
Hmm? Oh, well, the one on the left is the innkeeper. The one on the right is one of the cooks. And the one in the middle, in the violet doublet...
He looks like he's wearing a curtain.
Monsieur, they might hear us. He must be some gentleman of great repute. He is but newly arrived here, just as you are.
I'm So we are equals then.
Hmm. Sure.
Yellow!
Right, that's it. I say, sir. You, sir, hiding behind that shutter.
Me? Hiding?
Tell me what you were laughing at and we will laugh together.
I was not speaking to you, sir.
But I'm speaking to you. Do me the privilege of descending, you punk-ass bitch, so that we may speak further.
So be it. This horse is decidedly, or rather, has been in his youth, a buttercup. It is a colour very well known in botany, but till the present time, very rare among horses.
There are people who dare to laugh at the horse, but not at the master.
I do not often laugh, sir, but nevertheless, I retain the privilege of laughing when I please.
And I allow no man to laugh when it displeases me.
Indeed, sir. Well, that is perfectly right.
Oh, turn! Turn, Master Joker, lest I strike you behind!
Strike me? Why, my good fellow, you must be mad. What a musketeer you would make, boy. All heart and no brains.
You won't dodge so easily next time.
Very well. On guard.
On guard.
How dare you attack our honored guest?
Ah!
Go and get him!
Hey!
Bloody Gascon! Put him on his orange horse and let him be gone!
Orange horse? I'll kill you! I'll kill you! My sword!
Break it over your knee!
Why, you? That was my father's sword! You'll pay for that!
Now, good people! Get away! Away, I said! He's no longer a threat to anyone. He's out cold. You and you, help me get the lad inside. Foolish boy. Foolish, foolish boy. Your Excellency.
How is the madman, my good host?
He is better. He fainted quite a way, but he just about managed to challenge you before he did.
Why, this fellow must be the devil in person.
Oh no, Your Excellency, he is not the devil. We rummaged his valise and found nothing but a clean shirt and 11 crowns. Which, however, did not prevent his saying as he was fainting that if such a thing had happened in Paris, you should have cause to repent of it at a later period.
Then he must be some prince in disguise.
I've told you this, good sir, in order that you may be on your guard.
Did he mention anyone?
Yes, he struck his pocket and said, "We shall see what Monsieur de Treville will think of this insult offered to his protégé."
Monsieur de Treville? You were certain of it? I'm sure, then, that you did not fail to see what was in his pocket.
A letter addressed to Monsieur de Treville, captain of the musketeers.
Interesting. Ah, the devil! Can Treville have set this Gascon upon me? He is very young, but a sword thrust is a sword thrust. The youth is less to be suspected than an older man. A weak obstacle is sometimes sufficient to overthrow a great design. Host, could you not contrive to get rid of this frantic boy for me? In conscience, I cannot kill him, and yet he annoys me. Where is he?
In my wife's chambers, on the first flight where they're dressing his wounds.
His things and his bag are with him? Has he taken off his doublet?
Yes, everything is in the room. But if he annoys you, this young fool...
To be sure he does. He causes a disturbance in your hostelry, which respectable people cannot put up with.
Go, make out my bill and notify my servant.
What, monsieur, will you leave us so soon?
I have already had the servants saddle my horse. Have they not obeyed me?
No, no, everything is set.
That is well. Do as I have directed you, then. It is not necessary for Milady to be seen by this fellow. She will soon pass. She is already late. I had better get on horseback and go and meet her. I should like, however, to know what this letter addressed to Treville contains.
Don't forget the balsam, my love.
Mother, I...
Be the musketeer. I could never be.
There are other ways of passing through this world.
Je t'aime, maman.
Mon chouchou, allez, va-t'en.
Maman.
Your letter of recommendation.
A letter of recommendation? Want to be a musketeer, do you? How interesting.
No, no.
It's only a dream.
Boy! You! Boy! Are you awake?
Where am I? Bed. Oh.
Get up.
What are you doing? He can barely look straight.
This lad has just lost us the best paying tenant to come around here in 6 months. Why, the monsieur downstairs must be a great lord. And now he's leaving because of this... You blast it all! I want you out of here! Don't even think about going after His Excellency!
What's going on? Where?
Now, boy. Stand up nice and easy, and I'll help you downstairs.
But my doublet, where?
Out! This instant or I shall inform the police!
All right! Oh, God. Just please stop shouting. It's loud.
See. Doubtless, though, such digging must be perfectly familiar to Milady.
Ah, there is my man on his horse, talking outside with whoever is in that carriage. A woman. And a beautiful one. Her eyes. Why, they must be as blue as the ocean for me to notice them from here. No matter. I still have a matter to settle with her acquaintance.
How did that song go? Floating down the river?
I have no time for your prying games today.
Ah, so I must be getting close. Come now, lady, don't look so cold. You've upset my horse.
What are my orders?
Yes, milady. He orders you to return instantly to England and to inform him the moment the Duke leaves London.
And as to my other instructions?
They will be in this box, which you will not open until you are on the other side of the channel.
Very well. And you? What will you do?
Why, milady, I return to Paris.
What? Without chastising that insolent boy? How tame.
Perhaps you are right. The boy has been insolent enough to deserve chastisement. Tell me, milady, should I let him live?
This insolent boy chastises others, and I hope that this time he whom he ought to chastise will not escape him as before.
Escape?
No. Before a woman you would not dare fly, I presume.
He's bold, this one. I wonder if he knows who you really are.
Milady, no need to engage him. The least delay may ruin everything. Be gone, then, on your part, and I will depart as quickly on mine.
Very well. Until next time.
Come off your horse and draw, you honourless fool.
Perhaps some other day, young man. I'm a busy man. I do not have time for you.
Base coward! Fake-ass aristocrat! Ow, my shoulder! Oh, is my head still pounding? Coward! Coward! Coward!
He is a coward indeed.
But she was very beautiful.
No, what's she?
The one he called Milady. I could not make out her face precisely, except those eyes. I must follow.
You can hardly stand straight.
I'm fine. Here, a pistol for your worries. Oh.
What?
My purse. My letter. They're not there. They're not there.
Well, it's just a letter.
You don't understand. You don't... I'd rather have lost 1,000 pistoles than that piece of paper.
Oh, you must have misplaced it.
Misplaced? What, you think I'm a child? No, it's been in my pocket since I left home. I can't have left it lying around.
That letter is not lost.
What?
No, it's been stolen from you.
Stolen? By whom?
By the gentleman. He came down to see you when you were out.
That letter would gain him nothing. Are you sure it's him?
No, without a doubt. He appeared disturbed when he heard you had a letter from Monsieur de Treville and asked me where it was.
Well, then that's my thief. I will complain to Monsieur de Treville and Monsieur de Treville will complain to the king. Bring my horse. I'm riding to Paris.
What? Already? You aren't going to stay. I mean... You there! Go saddle Monsieur's horse.
But are you still not injured?
Not so inconvenienced that I cannot ride. And my mother's balsam shall take care of the rest. Oh.
The young monsieur would not like any assistance mounting his horse?
No, I am perfectly capable of doing this on my own. Let's go. Hurry now, for all is not yet lost. To the gate of Saint-Antoine, to Paris, to the hotel of Monsieur de Treville.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 1 of The Three Musketeers. The cast, in order of appearance, was Matthew McConkie as D'Artagnan the Elder, Megan Ratcliffe as Villager 1, Mathilde Brun as Villager 2, Alex Comache as D'Artagnan, Anna Truesdale as D'Artagnan's mother, Jacob Cook as Older Man, Stephen Ledger as Stable Boy, Alistair Hall as The Stranger, Matt Redmond as the host, Emily Tarbuck as the host's wife, and Alexandra Hart as Milady. The Three Musketeers was jointly directed by Nicole Balta-Blanco, Lauren Brewer, Sonia Saraf, and Daniel Mahale. Music created by Ollie Fab. Main theme by Ollie Fab and Capitalis. Editing was done by Ode Hoagie. Our Foley artists were Natalia Wemleon in Stone and Jay Figueredo. This show is based off Alexandre Dumas' The Three Musketeers. Scripts were written by Jay Figueredo, Izel Ilten Salman, Matthew McConkie, and Sam Turnbull. The producer team was Sophie Tice, Victoria Lieber-Ruffalo, Thomas Tomlinson, and Jay Figueredo. For a full list of cast and crew, please see our website. I'm Jay Figueredo. Want to support the show? Come join our Patreon page at patreon.com/duads. That's D-U-A-D-S. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening!